Hello again, this is Ryan Waller, developer on Immersive Reader team, back with you for video number three, walking through our Quick Start C# sample application. So you've went to the GitHub, our GitHub repo, you've cloned the repository, you've started to look at the samples, you were interested in the Quick Start C# sample, we opened the README file. The first step you see to get started was, hey, go configure a Active Directory authentication. And configure and create an Immersive Reader resource on the Azure portal. So we covered how to do that in the previous video, how to get Azure Active Directory configured, how to get your Immersive Reader resource created to support that, and then came back to the sample and configured the sample with those details that we put in the secrets.json, okay, that we see here. And so with that little bit of configuration, you are ready to go with the samples and every other sample that you need that you'd like to look at that we have available, either Node.js or the Python or Java or even our advanced sample for C#. Let's just take a look, a little deeper look at this sample. So I'll start with kind of the page. Why don't we just run this first, just in case we didn't see this from the last video. Probably should have just clicked it from this tab. But, okay, it's all loaded here. So in this sample app, it's a very simple web page with a title and some paragraphs of text and an Immersive Reader button here. You click the Launch Immersive Reader button, and that invokes the SDK to load our reader view, which in turn makes calls to our backend, passing the authentication token and text to our backend service for linguistic processing, and returns all that process data and to the reader view, which loads it, initializes the reader to display all the text. All right, so that's the sample fully end-to-end, shows how to have a page when the page, when the button is clicked, how to call and get an Active Directory authentication token, and then how to launch the SDK. So let's take a look at that in more detail. So let's first thing we're going to look at is this page. So here is our simple HTML page and the inclusion of the SDK itself with the script tag, loading the Immersive Reader SDK version 0.0.2 that supports Active Directory authentication. So on this page body, we have a title and some content, which we'll obtain here in a second. We'll format this into a structure to pass to the SDK, and then we have a button on click handle launch Immersive Reader. That button called Immersive Reader calls this method handle launch Immersive Reader on click. So let's look at that handle launch Immersive Reader. First thing it does is it formats the text into this data structure, which contains a title. In this case, it's obtaining that title element. Content, and then chunks of data. So each, the chunks is an array of chunks. You can think of them as paragraphs of text. There is no need necessarily for a single language document to have multiple chunks. You can specify a single chunk and the entire content of the document in a single chunk content field. Setting the content's language, if you know it, to the language. And in this case, the chunk also has a MIME type, which defaults to text plain. The reason we have a chunks array is for this language field. If you know that you're dealing with a multiple language document, you can create multiple chunks for each section of the document that's in a different language, and then assign the language to that chunk accordingly. And we use this language information in our language detection feature to help determine what the correct language should be. If you know the language of the document, it can help inform a choice in what language or what dialect of a language we choose. Like, we know it's English, but is it English Australia or is it English Canada? You know, specifying that language tag can help us make the decision when our language detection code is running on the server. But if you don't specify language, we do a really good job of detecting language. And we need about 100 characters of text to be able to detect the language accurately. So for the single language document, you can provide all the content, all the text in this one content property. And we'll just say it's English for the purpose of this sample. So let's say we have a title and we have chunks. That is the layout of the data of the content you want to pass to the Immersive Reader SDK. Next, in this case, we have options setting the z-index to something arbitrarily high. It's already 1,000, but we're just showing you how to use the options property here. And then the two things that you really need to do. Number one, we just covered, is kind of grabbing the text off your document and formatting it in this layout. And the second is obtaining a token. And here we're calling this method get immersive reader token async, which it's not jumping there for me, but here we have get immersive reader token async defined as a script on this page. And so what it does, it makes a server-side call to a token endpoint to get a token. And so we have that defined in the home controller of this class. So if we have this, if we look at this class, we see that we have this token route, that is the endpoint that we're calling, which calls get token async. And so get token async, it's much like the sample we covered, the example we covered back in the previous video for Active Directory authentication. What we did, we ran those PowerShell commands, but we set up an authority who we're going to call to get this token, calling with our tenant ID, calling the standard, you know, login.windows.net with our tenant, where our Active Directory app is configured. The resource is always going to be cognitiveservices.azure.com. So we create that authentication context and the credentials, the client secret that we had configured in that secrets.json file. All these properties are used in this home controller class, which we'll look at in just a second above. Set up the authentication context credentials, make the call to acquire token async, and finally return that authentication result access token property. And then that's piped back through and returned as part of this get token endpoint. So this home controller class is what initializes all those values, the tenant ID, client ID, secret, and subdomain from the secrets.json file. So if you try to run the sample and you did not provide any of those values in that secrets.json, it will give you kind of a message to remind you to configure that and go take a look at the readme.txt for instructions on how to do that. Okay, so that is the getting a token endpoint. There's a second call here to get subdomain, this one. So we need two pieces of information, three total when calling the SDK. And the SDK call to launch the reader is right here, launch async. But we need that token. We need a subdomain, which was also configured as part of the AAD auth. And then we need that data, that text content formatted in this layout and any options that you want to provide. So these three required pieces, three required parameters, every time you call the SDK, a token, the subdomain, and the text data. So we cover the token, subdomain, again, just back on that home controller, we have a simple subdomain endpoint, which just returns the subdomain, which is just acquired directly by looking at the configuration in secrets.json. So it just returns that string to you. And that's it. That is, in a nutshell, how to use the Immersive Reader SDK. Include the SDK JavaScript file from our CDN, version 002. You have some text on the page. When the Immersive Reader button is clicked, you basically just format the data, format the text into this data structure, get a token, and get your subdomain, call the method. It's that simple. Okay, so that's basically all I can talk about for this sample app, for this simple quick start sample app. I'm going to go into some more advanced topics in the next video where we cover the advanced C# solution. Thanks for watching.